SUNY needs to better fill its science, technology, engineering, and math classrooms so those programs can pay for themselves. So they're using a two-pronged approach. The long-term plan, get New York grade school students more interested in these subjects. While SUNY waits for that effort to pay off, they'll recruit more ready-made STEM enrollees, international students from places like India, China, and Russia.
It's a no-brainer that we should be recruiting those students into these programs because the programs will then have students, the faculty are employed, the programs continue to prosper and grow.
Mitch Leventhal is SUNY Vice Chancellor for Global Affairs. He and other state education officials sing the same refrain of using SUNY as an economic driver for the state, mostly with its STEM graduates. But SUNY has only so much control over what happens to its international students once they flip their tassels. With poor job prospects stateside and student visas expiring not long after graduation, many now opt to leave.
We are not the U.S. Department of State.
Meaning that SUNY can educate bright students from overseas, but often can't ensure their talent can legally remain here, thereby minimizing any impact they'll have on the state economy. Chancellor Nancy Zimfer says fixing the issue will require a jolt to the status quo.
Incentivize their staying here, help them buy their houses, invest in their research, hook them up with other entrepreneurs. There are things we can do without a great deal of cost that pay attention to our need to keep international students here because conditions have changed and they can go home.
International students pay 2.5 times more tuition than their in-state peers, which SUNY officials admit helps subsidize falling American enrollment in their math and science programs. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.